128 Woodland Street was the home of Edward M. Gelutet, an important educator for the deaf. Edward was born in Hartford in 1837, the son of Thomas H. Gelutet, the first principal at the American School for the Deaf. Edward attended Trinity College and taught at the American School of the Deaf until 1857, when he became head of a school for the deaf in Washington, D.C. Edward expanded that school into Gelutet College and later served as Gelutet College's first president until 1910. He then retired to Hartford and moved here to 128 Woodland Street into a house he had built earlier by 1896. He lived there until his death in 1917. He was also a renowned expert on international law and wrote a standard college textbook on the subject. St. Francis Hospital later used this house as a home for nurses, and it was demolished in the 1940s in order to make way for an addition built onto the Dillon Memorial.